I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three Christians in Iran who converted from Islam were handed 10-plus year prison sentences this month. Their offenses included house church involvement and other faith-related activities. Imprisonment is a key strategy of the Iranian regime, says Shah Ahmadi with Iran Alive Ministries.
Some people get baptized. Only for baptism, they go more than 5 years being in prison. And if you hold the Bible, you go to prison. If you evangelize, you go to prison.
That often means a family loses their breadwinner on top of the emotional strain of separation. Despite this price, Iran is still one of the fastest growing churches today. God is reaching Iranians through dreams and visions of Jesus. He did that in Ahmadi's own life. Scripture about Jesus is also overturning Iranians' perception of Christianity. Please join us in praying for Iranian believers to be faithful to Christ, even in persecution. And war, prejudice, and the threat of deportation create a tumultuous atmosphere for refugee children in Lebanon. Little girls are especially vulnerable. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says they've been helping at-risk girls since the ministry's founding nearly 20 years ago.
These are young girls that have the potential or have been sold into early marriage, human trafficking, child labor. You name the bad thing, and it's probably in that bucket.
Some parents sell their girls to meet family needs. Others are abused or exploited. Ask God to guide the Heart for Lebanon staff. They're encountering rising numbers of at-risk girls. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.